Okay, in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so the Ramban turns his attention to the seminal moment where Yaakov gets Esav to sell him the Bechorah. The Pesukim are very broad. They don't give us very much detail exactly as to what's going on. And the three questions that all the Mefarshim have to tackle as they address this moment, this issue of the selling of the birthright, is number one, what does it represent that Yaakov wanted it? When he sees Esav coming to him, that's his first suggestion, sell me the birthright. What does that represent? Number two, Esav states, the only statement we have from him is, Anochi Halech Lamus, I'm going to die. What does that statement mean, which is why he's willing to part with it, just because he's going to die? Number three is the last phrase in the Parsha, Vayivez Esav Asabachor, after he receives the food and he eats and he drinks, he then despises, disparages, he's not interested in this Bechorah. What's the meaning of that? How do those three things fit together? So Rashi and the Ramban here take very different approaches as to understanding this Parsha. Rashi addressing it basically based on the Medrash, the Ramban much more on Pshat. The Rashi says, what does the Bechorah represent? Well, I'll start from here. What would we naturally assume? What's the first thing we think of when we hear the Bechorah? The first thing naturally would be something along the lines of the Pishnayim, the double portion that the Bechor, the firstborn, would otherwise be entitled to. Both Rashi and the Ramban reject that pshat. That's not what's going on here at all. Rashi doesn't mention why. The Ramban does specifically mention that was a halacha which only started when the Torah was given. There wasn't such a concept of receiving a double portion, and therefore that couldn't be what was going on. It's possible also that there was too great an issue here that it could simply mean a double inheritance, a double portion. They both reject that as the meaning. Something else was represented by this firstborn status. Rashi comments, as which you're probably more familiar with Rashi, Lefisha ha'avoda b'vechoros, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, those who would serve was originally supposed to be for the firstborns. It later was of course given to Shevet Levi, and the Kohanim eventually took it over. But it was supposed to be for the Bechor. And what was represented here in this dispute, this dialogue between Yaakov and Esav, was really the right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash years, hundreds of years later. This was what was represented, this was the battle that was going on. Yaakov says, sell me the Bechor, it's not fit that you should be the one serving in the Beis HaMikdash, you are a Rasha, I and my descendants should be the ones to have this right. Esav's response is, Anochi Holech Lamus, Rashi explains, since there are so many halachas that are contingent upon serving in the Beis HaMikdash, there are so many things which are so severe that if you mess up, it brings along with it a death penalty, bidei Shemayim, bidei Adam, however that death penalty might come. Esav says, well, if that's what we're discussing here, we're discussing the right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not interested, Anochi Holech Lamus, that will put me to my death, there are too many interests, too many halachas involved, I'm not going to be able to keep them, I will eventually die doing so, I'm not interested. What then is the meaning of the final phrase of Vayivez Esav Asabachor that he disparaged, he despised, he wasn't interested in him? So Rashi says this is a totally separate issue. This is the Torah testifying to the wickedness of Esav, that when what was at stake was this right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, he gave it up. And the Torah is testifying to his wickedness that he didn't care, he wasn't interested. Look at how disinterested he is in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he just disparaged over the whole thing. He wasn't interested, he was willing to give it up because he didn't want to get involved. That's how Rashi learns this discussion. The Ramban takes an entirely different approach as to what the issue was at stake. Says the Ramban, what is it at stake that they were disputing? They weren't disputing something that was going to be hundreds of years later. They were disputing something that was in front of them. And what was that, says the Ramban, what a father gave to his firstborn son at this time was rak linchol ma'al osa'av ushra raso. He would give over his eminence and his authority. That's what was given over from a father to his firstborn son. Shiyelo kavod uma'ala al tsi'iro. That he should have the honor and the status above his younger siblings. And a father would give over to his firstborn son that eminence, the status, the privilege, the honor. And the Ramban says that's why that when Esav walks in to receive his bracha, he says, Anochi b'chayrecha, I am your firstborn. I'm the one who's fitting to receive this blessing. When Yosef presents his two sons to his father Yaakov at the end of Sefer Bereishis, he says, no, my father Yaakov, this one is the Bechor. This is the one who's supposed to inherit that eminence, who's supposed to inherit the principle. The concept of the kavod, the status, the honor, the authority is supposed to be that one, and that's one who should get all of the blessings because of his status as being a firstborn. That's why Yaakov desired it, because he wanted to have that status. Why was Esav so fast to give that up? What does he say? Anochi Holech Lamus, says the Ramban. What does that mean and why is that relevant? So the Ramban comments very simply, what was Esav's profession? He was a hunter. There are certain occupational hazards when you're out there in the field trying to hunt. One of those occupational hazards is you get killed, says the Ramban. Therefore, he didn't want it. Anochi halech lamus v'tzudo hachayos. I'm so busy hunting the animals, I might be killed. V'korov hu shiyamos b'chaye yoviv. It's more likely that I'm going to die still during the lifetime of my father. V'ein lebechoy rashum maila rak acharei ha'av. The only benefit in this is after the father that he'll pass this on to me, but if I die before my father, says Esav, there isn't any benefit in my having his eminence and status in his kavod, because I am going to die first. Says the Ramban, what's the meaning of Ayivez Esav Esav B'choira? Why wasn't he willing to do something in order to be able to have this privilege, this status? So the Ramban says, this pasuk is describing why he wasn't able to wait it out, to do something to change in order to be able to earn it. Ki achar she'ochal v'shasa. What does the Torah say specifically? When did he disparage over this b'chor? After he ate and he drank and then he left. Where did he go? Says the Ramban. He went back to the field to hunt. Chazar hasada v'zusibas bizui ha'b'chor. This is why he despised and disparaged over the firstborn rights. Ki ein chefetz b'ksilim rak she'yoichlu v'yishtu. Because the Ksilim, the fools, all they desire is to eat, to drink, and to get what they need right now in the moment. They can't keep in mind, they can't pay attention, they can't worry about what's going to be. So when Esav had in front of him the possible eminence, the status, this, all of that would go along with it, but in front of him was his needs right now to be able to eat and go back into the field. He wasn't able to see past today. He wasn't able to see what would lay ahead in the future, what he'd be able to have. Wasn't interested in that. And therefore, he says to him, I might die anyway. I might die before my father. So what's it of value to me? I don't care. I can't deal with what's going to be in the future. I'm only interested in what's going to be right now. Therefore, says the Ramban, Vayivez Esav Esav B'chora, and he wasn't interested in having it, and he passed it on to his younger brother Yaakov. That's how the Ramban learns this, the seminal moment of the selling of the Bechor, different than Rashi understood it based on a discussion of the rights to work in the Beis HaMikdash hundreds of years later.